Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Put your name on it. You don't talk about it. Be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out.
What's up? It's your man Sam, home of Just Talk with Sam podcast, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you tonight, today, this evening. Whenever you are downloading this, whenever you are listening to this, my buddy, my pal, Mr. Raheem Divine, has stopped by the podcast. Yes, we got him. The Love King, Neo Soul Rockstar, R&B Hippie, Smokey Temptation, Radio Raheem, Sukula Jones, whatever name you have for Raheem Divine, he is here on the podcast today, on the Just Talk with Sam podcast. What? Man, Raheem Divine stopped by Detroit on the Love and Soul Experience. The tour has been going great. We talk about that while my co-host Tasha, she's setting up her mics. She's setting up her stuff doing here. Before we get into this podcast, we got to get down to it. We got to pay some bills around here. But Raheem Divine is the greatest. If you don't get a chance, I mean, you got to get a chance to. Chance, whatever. Get there. It is the Love and Soul Experience. It's him, Raheem Divine, Lila James, and V. Bozeman. They come into a city near you. Please check them out on all forms of social media, RaheemDivine.com. Get tour dates and your album. Just Google it. Trust me, you will not regret that decision. You need to see them. You need to see them. But before we get into all of that and all the goings on, we got to pay some bills around here. And we got to, hey, that's just what it is. We got to keep the show rolling. So, my people who are listening to me right now and Just Talk with Sam podcast, please go to samshownation.com. That is the home for all things Just Talking with Sam. All of our social medias is there. All of our stuff is there. Most importantly, one thing you guys have been doing is the donate button. Look, this has always been a crowdsourced podcast. And by doing so, you guys hit that donate button and you give whatever and we can keep this thing going. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click the donate button on the homepage, your current promotions page, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person, and we can keep this show on the road. Hey, it's a lot of cost having your own podcast, and quite honestly, you guys have helped out a lot. So thank you for that, and we're going to keep moving on. But what about you people who want to donate to the podcast, help out the podcast, but you want to show, you know, you want to wet your beak a little bit. You want to show your love for the podcast by showing your love a little receipt, I guess. You can always go to SamShowNation.com, hit the store button, pick up, you know, some t-shirts, stickers, or, you know, the free iTunes app. For all of our Apple people out there, you can get an iTunes app that gives you a behind the stage pass right there of the podcast. By doing so, going to SamShowNation.com, click the store link. By doing that, you can be first in line for any new podcasts. You can subscribe, rate, and review your favorite podcast. You can talk amongst the community with other podcasts. It's all right there. But hey, what if you're not an Apple person? We got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com, click that podcast link, and you can go and you can get all the stuff, whether you listen to us on Stitcher, TuneIn, Old School RSS, or right there on the podcast page itself. Just click the episodes you want to listen to, and you will be magically taken to it. With the powers of the internet, you can listen to whatever episode you want to listen to. We have a few sponsors this week. First off, and then we're going to get into the magic. That is my buddy, my pal, my friend, Raheem Divine, who has stopped by this podcast, showed his love, and talked about, we also talked about his new album, that is the Love, Sex, and Passion. What? Love, Sex, and Passion. That's the latest album. We get into that, but let's, you know, do some stuff for the sponsors. First sponsor today is the good folks at Adidas. Adidas, ladies and gentlemen, look, I don't know if you know this or not. Go to SamSportNation.com on the current promotions page right there in the top right hand corner. You click that Adidas link and you get all things Adidas. But what Adidas would like you to know, that they are the official outfitter of the National Basketball Association, the NBA. And as a b-ball guy myself, I like the basketball, and I'm smart enough to know that this Tuesday, the 27th of October, is the official start of the NBA season, the 2015 NBA season, and they want you geared. And whatever team you represent, maybe you're a Pistons fan like myself, maybe you're a Bulls fan, maybe you like Golden State, what if you're a Clippers fan, what if you're a Lakers fan, Cleveland is in the house, whatever. Like my pal Raheem Dubai, he's a Wizards fan, whatever. Adidas got you covered. And what they want to do, if you go to SamShowNation.com, they want to sweeten the deal a little bit more because they have new markdowns and save up to 40% on whatever gear you are getting. Whether that be for my guys, my girls, the kids, they got a bunch of stuff for new arrivals. You can customize it. Maybe you want a jersey to say your name. Maybe you want. You can do all of those things. But the only way we know how to do it is go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Adidas link and shop as you normally would for the team you represent the most. So go to Adidas.com via SamShowNation.com. Second sponsor, the good folks at Walmart. Much like Adidas, but Walmart wants you to know it is game time at Walmart. And it's time to get your fandemonium on. You can save on all types of fan gear for the season. We talked about basketball. They got their stuff too. But Walmart also has things for your NFL, the MLB, NCAA, NHL, whatever team you represent, they got you covered. And by doing that, you can go to SamShowNation.com, click the Walmart link where it's game time, and get it all for game day for less. Personally, Walmart, I like doing this. If you want to go ahead and get your stuff ready for game day and pick it up same day delivery, they got you covered. Just go to Walmart.com via SamShowNation.com and order it right there and pick it up right to the store. Free shipping right to your house on $50 or more orders. But let's say you don't stay too far from a Walmart and you want to drive and you want to get your stuff before the big game. That's what I usually do. They even do this with groceries. Like, it's such a good move. Like, if I need some, you could pick it up as soon as that. You order it, you get the confirmation email that says they're in the store. Takes all of a couple minutes, and then you can pick it up. I actually did that. I actually bought some chips and dip. And via halftime, I was able to go to Walmart and come back and didn't miss a minute of the game. It's awesome. So, go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Walmart link where they let you know it is game time. And shop as you normally would and go to your local Walmart. Pick it up or have it sent directly to your house. Have you shop? Go ahead. Just go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Walmart link on the current promotions page. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, you guessed it, Amazon.com. Go to SamShowNation.com, click that Amazon link, and shop for whatever you need to shop for. Personally, if I had to go on Amazon and I had to shop today, I would pick up the album Love, Sex, and Passion by my pal Raheem Divine. You could get it right there on Amazon by clicking the Amazon link right there at SamShowNation.com. And while you're there, get whatever you need to listen to it with. Maybe you need some new headphones. Maybe you need some new speakers. Maybe you want to listen to it on a tablet. Hey, however you listen to whatever you listen to, you want to listen to it in the car, whatever. You want to buy more than one, get one for a friend, go ahead. But whatever, let's face it, you were going to go to Amazon anyway. The internet was built for many things, but one of them mainly is shopping. So please go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link, shop as you normally would. So that's pretty much what I got right now. So what we going to do, while my co-host is setting up these mics, we're going to take a pause for the calls from the Love, Sex, and Passion album. We're going to play Black Ice Cream. We'll get into this podcast featuring my friend, Mr. Raheem Devine. I'll see you guys in a few.
Yeah. Love you. Out of 31 flavors, baby, you make 32. Let me script that on my comb. Let me show you what it do. Open wide up, sesame. Sesame. Open wide up, sesame. Sesame. Out of 32 flavors.
You be the scoop, I be the cone. You be the queen, I be the throne. You be the ride, I be the saddle, baby. You be the spoon, I be the stir, you crazy. Be the power, I be for the pleasure. Yeah, I'll be your D and do whatever. She, you be the job, I be that work. Yeah, I'll be that pipe to make it burst when I'm in.
Give you. strawberries. Black ice cream. Sometimes I can't find the words to say when I'm inside you and you fuck me back and I'm in your ear. It's like when I can't be right. It just comes out like
Ice Cream by my pal Raheem Devine. Finally,
that's a good song.
What was that noise?
A little.
What was okay? I didn't even get a chance to get to your name before we get all right. And I was about to compliment you.
Go ahead, I'm waiting.
Don't no. Now you're coughing. That was. I don't even know what that noise was, and I hope that mic was on to catch it.
It was like me trying to suppress a burp.
I was about to compliment you because
you don't have acid reflux too, so that kind of was me trying to suppress a burp and that.
Let me explain something to you, Tasha.
What?
Sorry. Let's just
get a lisp there.
Yeah, because I just
sound like Mike Tyson.
I couldn't use my voice to just talk about the privileged October you're having.
First of all, I'm having a privileged October because the team of we.
Look, if we're a team.
Are we not?
We are a team.
Just talking with Sam and Tasha.
We didn't say all that.
I said it.
We're a team. I'm Jordan. You are Luke Longley.
Why can't I be Scottie Pippen?
If I'm Kobe, you are Sasha Bujicic.
Why can't I be
if I would have went with Paul Gasol. I would have been Paul Gasol.
Why can't you be the Kobe to my Shaq?
Alright. For starters, it's so many wrong. I would pick Lamar Odom before I picked Shaq.
No.
Maybe not current day Lamar. My whole point of it is, you know, we wish him a speedy recovery. I mean, he's out now, isn't he?
Yeah, he not what talked the league?
No. Oh yeah, he's totally out of league. Let's be honest with ourselves here. He could do that Stephon Marbury boy, go to China and tear it up over there. I mean, I believe
he tried to do that. He didn't pass.
I believe. Well, shit. After this week,
no, his back. He had a back injury that he didn't tell them about. And when he tried to go past the physical, he couldn't.
There we go. All right. Because I thought he was going. Because Smallberry went to China and was like, "I'm never coming back. This is awesome. I am getting more love." I think Iverson had a piece of that. Went overseas.
A lot of them go overseas. Like your bench players.
Yeah.
That you kind of know, but you don't know. A lot of them go overseas.
I just mentioned it to be funny, but Sasha Vujicic. But either way, let's get into this a little bit more, because I was just saying you are having a privileged October, because we all saw the pictures of you and Genuine. Mm-hmm. And I'm stuck in the corner with me and Cole from Martin. Thomas Payne III. What's up, man? Not Thomas.
Carl
Anthony Payne III. I'm getting Thomas and Tommy from Martin mixed up. We already talked about the Melissa Etheridge, which got a few letters and tweets on. Was like, what happened to her voice? But some people wish you a speedy recovery.
For me?
Yeah, Thank you. I wish they didn't. I really wish they didn't.
I sound better, huh?
Yeah, you sound better, but you took your Bruno Mars steroid throat shot.
What?
For who we got today.
Well,
we got...
Nothing wrong with a little black ice cream.
The Love King. The Neo Soul Rockstar, R&B Hippie, Smokey Temptation, Radio Raheem, Sukula Jones, and Lord knows whatever nicknames he got going on. We finna sit down. In a few minutes, we're going to talk to our buddy. Excuse me. My buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. Raheem Devine. Now he's messing with you. But yeah, it was pretty cool, man. We get a chance to sit down and talk with him. They are, right now he's on the Love and Soul Experience Tour. Mm-hmm. It's him, Lila James, V. Bozeman. We'll get into that in a minute. We'll get into Lila James, V. Bozeman, Raheem Devine. But, I'm a little excited about this. You are more than excited about this.
I like Raheem Devine. I think he's like one of the most underrated R&B.
Anyone who throws you into a full recovery. It sounded like you was chewing gravel.
First of all.
Last episode.
It's called time, Sam.
How much time did you need?
Put it like this. Basically, I know I mentioned the acid reflux thing.
We talked about Melissa Etheridge for a second.
I had a horrible acid reflux attack in my sleep. And I kind of woke up hoarse. And then I got a cold on top of that. So I didn't get my voice back for like a week.
No, I woke up to Barry White. I woke up to Tom Waits. I woke up to some gravelly. You know who I woke up to? I woke up to Michael Clark Duncan. That's the deep baritone.
I hate to keep bringing up acid reflux, but it is.
That deep baritone. I didn't know who he was. I thought that was an act. Then you skated. You left me hanging with the Melissa Etheridge interview.
I did not. I didn't want to scare the woman. I still sound a little scratchy now.
But either way, as last week, you got your Bruno Mars steroids. And I keep bringing that up is because he did take steroids before his performance at the Super Bowl.
He do a lot of screaming. I would too. And what was it? What was the Super Bowl that day year? It wasn't hot outside. I don't think.
Get me the line. Now it was the first open air. Yeah, it was like Giant Stadium.
So like, what you don't realize, like I know you're used to talking, but when you sing and you singing and it's a whole bunch of air getting into.
Hey, don't get it twisted.
It will tear them up quick.
Talking will fuck you up too if you keep talking.
But you can kind of skate through talking. Like, you won't be affected as much by talking as you are a singer. Like, you ever see a lot of times people get off the stage, they rap
their Yeah.
That's why.
We'll get into that later, I guess. Yeah, I've seen that.
A lot of people, like, when I used to sing in choral and all that stuff, we used to have scarves and used to just wrap stuff up. All
right. So, I mean, I get it, but, I think that was little motivation to who our guest is today.
Yes.
like versus I think that,
like, to me, he's like very underrated, and he's like got a cult following.
Well,
I would say cult following. He's popular, but it's just like, you know, I feel like he should be more popular than what he is.
Well, here's the thing. He's in that weird.
But we are in a time where nobody believes in real talent or real singing or real music.
However, that's why he's loaned himself to different things. Where he talks, he had the radio show. He did.
Hey, got to make his coin.
Little bit of acting.
Okay, he had
I'm just saying, there was some cameo stuff. Okay, I saw in the shot.
When you start doing Mitchum commercials, then I'm like, oh, Sam, I gotta get his coin because he's doing Mitchum commercials. All right, get your coin.
Why Mitchum?
I had to find out. You look at it and say Tussie. Okay.
I don't know what any of those. I know what Mitchum is.
You don't know what Tussie is?
What is Tussie?
You remember the deodorant in the jar? You dip your finger in and rub it.
They still make that?
I think so.
I always thought that was just kind of like some like you old wives thing. Really? I really did.
I used to use it when I was a kid.
I was a speed stick kid. Degree,
like when speed you, like, stick. Like, going into wearing deodorant, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you first get the first must, that's what my grandma made me wear.
Well, it is your grandma. That is an old person product. That is a
my
old.
Grandmother is not that old.
I don't even know if you could buy that in an actual store.
Yeah, my grandmother's not that old.
Look, we're sponsored by Walmart. What I'm going to do. I'm going to go to SamShowNation.com.
I'm back from Tussie.
And I'm going to hit that Walmart link on SamShowNation.com.
I don't even have my phone.
I want to see if I can actually do that.
I'm curious.
Like, because they couldn't sell that.
I'm curious. I'm going to Walmart.com.
Oh, yeah. Let me put it like this. They could probably still sell it, but they probably don't mass produce it.
Yeah, actually, it worked pretty good, but it's just the whole thing. Like, you know what? You put deodorant on with your finger. You touch your deodorant. You ever, like, put your deodorant on, scratch your underarm, then, not thinking, you put your finger in your mouth, you're like, what's that?
I have never done that. I can clearly say I have never done that. All of my deodorants was either in the stick form or the gel form.
Even with that, you never, like, scratch the underarm and not thinking a couple minutes later, put your finger in your mouth or eat something off your finger?
Not once. Not once.
Oh, okay, you make it.
That is a streak I have been having for years. Not once. Okay. I have done the swipe, swipe, swipe. Mm-hmm. Swipe, swipe, swipe. All right, we out.
Mm-hmm.
Right after the shower.
Don't sell Tussie.
I didn't think they would.
I'm trying to find somebody that sell it.
I know we got a little derailed from our buddy. And if you are listening to this,
we sorry.
There will be a Raheem Dubai interview. I don't know. Alright, here's what we're going to do.
Before we do anything, they do sell Tussie. You can get a 3-pack on Amazon.com. You go to the Sam Show Nation link. Go to the Sam Show Nation website, SamShowNation.com. Hit the Amazon link. And...
You gotta get on Amazon. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, you can't go around the corner. That is too old of a product.
Hey, it was some good deodorant. Okay? It was like a deodorant lotion.
See, that's exact. If your deodorant does other things, like, look, my deodorant has one job.
This has one job too, but it's cream. You just dip your finger in there, you rub it. It's like for young must pockets. I promise you, when Chuck start getting musty, I'm going to find some Tussie.
We're not doing that.
What you going to get him?
Speed stick.
No, he going to use Tussie. Or Mitch.
Like an actual person. Or whatever the degree equivalent is. If they're still in business at the time.
Hey, that's my deodorant.
All right. It's a hand-fisted segue, but we brought up our son. And let's just talk to the guy who may or may not have had a hand in bringing him here.
Okay.
I mean, he... Well, the Love Lamb was.
If we listen to it enough, we might have a second kid.
Nah, Love Lamb.
I thought we was having a second kid.
Love... Well, there's some tracks on this album that you can also get from SamShowNation.com. Love, Sex, and Passion from my buddy Raheem Divine. There's some tracks on there.
Oh, yeah.
We get into that in a minute. All right, let me go ahead. Let me talk to my buddy, my pal, Raheem Dubai.
They can hate if they wanna. I said, let them hate if they wanna go nowhere.
But you know what?
Fine, man. Thank you so much for just giving me a sliver of your time. I know you on tour, sir. Just thanks, man. Just thanks, man. I mean, it's weird you don't get a chance to meet your heroes or people that inspire you a lot. I don't mean I'm a singer. I don't mean that at all. I was actually asked not to sing. But my man, I mean, on the style game, the Love King, R&B hippie, neo soul rock star, Smokey Temptation, Radio Raheem, Sue Cooler Jones. Did I miss it? Well, I'm sure I missed some. Man, I'm sure of it. But I gotta just ask, man, this tour has been killing. I've been following you on social media. How's the tour been going so far?
Oh, it's been great. It's been a great reception. We just into our second week, but still a long leg, you know, and it's exciting. It's great to be back in Detroit. You know, it's probably one of the it's good to know I have some momentum going, you know, now being independent again.
Yeah.
This is probably the first time ever in my career that I've done two major back to back, you know, tours.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that because
nationally, like, you so hands up, so definitely fist pump to my management team.
Oh yeah, man, they've been on it because you was just here in March.
Yeah, no,
like I got a chance to talk to Leela in March and I missed her, and this time we got the flip side. I got you and I missed her. So I mean, like, dude, you killed it. I mean, like, I've seen you perform of quite a few times, actually. You may or may not be responsible for my first son. May or may not be. I mean, like, guess who loves you more? Let's just...
I'll take that.
Okay, I'm just saying, man. Not just my kid. Probably a few more others around
about,
here.
He got to be about 10 years old, then.
No, not guess who loves you more. I'm talking about from the last album.
Okay,
he
got,
too.
Got,
so, yeah. Got, so, yeah. That was... We looking at you. We not saying you the culprit.
So, you got it. Yeah, so you have a place called Loveland.
Yeah. Oh, the Loveland album.
Yeah, the Loveland.
I'm pretty... That and the good folks at Hennessy may be why he's here walking around.
The kid,
right
the
now.
Kid conceived the love land.
Man, but speaking of albums, man, I was listening to the latest one when it came out, but kind of had to listen to it again to prepare myself for the interview. Man, Love, Sex, Passion. I like this album, but it's unlike other albums because I can't just pick and choose tracks like I want to. I got to listen to the whole thing. I mean, in... To you, I guess it was a little bit different. I don't know. At any given time, I'm wrong. Just tell me I'm wrong.
Nah, that's definitely what I was trying to accomplish. That's what
you seem open.
I was trying to accomplish that for with every album. I prefer, like, you know, that I have an album that you feel like you're forced to have to listen to from
start to finish.
From start to finish. Yeah, man. So that's always something that That's the goal, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
To be able to accomplish that, to be on to something, you know?
Like I said, it seemed a little bit more, you were a little bit more open this time, because, like, when you listen to cuts like Terms of Endearment and Infinity, there was, like, you asked yourself this question as a listener: oh my God, is this shit happening for real? Is this happening to him right now? Or this is a real story. We just need to know if it's happening right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely real.
It was
story.
Real grown up.
You know, I wear it vicariously through, you know, I make the music vicariously through others or wear it on my sleeve, you know what I mean? I'm very connected to the music. I just wanted to make something that was epic, nostalgic, you know what I mean? And it was still organic at the same time.
I like how you said that. It is nostalgic, but not old, if that makes sense. It's like a 90s R&B feel.
Oh,
like
definitely.
Like a Mint Condition, a little bit of Jodeci, a little bit. You can totally tell your influences. And don't get me wrong, you tell me I'm wrong if I am. You know, about this. That's what I imagine listening to this. I mean, it was cool. Did you have a lot of input? You said it yourself. You're your own boss. Nah, you're on your own label.
Actually, yeah, it was a situation where basically this was one of the albums. Probably this is the only album that I ever, like, I didn't have any management involved. I didn't have any
somebody just A&R's, make a hit.
Like anything. Like I just did it myself. You know what I'm saying? I did what I wanted to do. I followed my heart and my mind, and that was it. Like that's really all the only way I can explain it. I didn't have anybody really in my ear. Of course I played records for people when I felt like the album was done, you know, presented it. You know, I played it for you know, my new team, you know, at the time. But I feel like yeah, it was just one of them things, man. It was just me and the engineer, and I would get tracks from different cats, and you know, even down to picking, like, you know, what songs I was gonna put the live strings on. Right. Live, you know, I did it all myself.
But one thing, when we talked about growing up and how this album sounds a little bit different, like one thing I have noticed in this album, well, in your later work, you can toss Loveland in that too, like where you're getting on your grown man and you're becoming a little bit more socially conscious, if you will. Like when you listen to this album or cuts like Bulletproof, the one you did with Ludacris, there's a lot of like, not just man, woman, you know, love. It's more love of environment. That makes sense. It's like you want to be, you want to uplift your folks, somebody who walking down. And honestly, you've been doing a lot of good work with the Love Life charity. And is that influencing your music, or is your music influencing the work you put out in the hood?
Now it's kind of like both
happening
at the same time. Whereas like I was always making the socially conscious music. But now, you know, having a Love Life Foundation component, I know that now I can do, I can make a song pretty much about anything, any social issue, and then, you know, rally up the team and, you know, get the statistics and, you know, find people that need our support and just, you know, and get behind it like that, you know.
Yeah, and you've been killing it lately, like the Operation No Hands, especially month of October. I mean, breast cancer get a lot, but a lot of people need to know it's Domestic Violence Month.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Where not only have you reached in the hood and say, like, hey, don't take a walk, get a drink, just leave her alone, or vice versa.
Yeah.
You don't need to go down like this.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that speaks to a lot. And that's just one piece of the Love Life. I'm not finna sit here and talk about all your projects, because we'll be here all night. But, I mean, like, one thing I do like, not only do you, like, one thing we got on this show is put your name on. If you don't talk about it, be about it. And one thing you do, you be about it. Like, I follow you on social media. You always interacting with the people, telling what they like. Sometimes you have giveaways, you give remixes to songs and stuff, where I'm just like, yeah, I should have been on the album, man. I don't know, is that because you yourself is like a listener or a fan of the music, or is just kind
of I'm a fan of the culture, you know. I understand that certain things have to be done, you know, now to market and brand the music a certain way. You know, there's a level of certain expectation, and you know, but more importantly though, I enjoy what I do, I love what I do, and I seem to have a huge following of people that love what I do as well. So it's really just to keep that, you know, keep that torch burning and keep it going.
That's what's up, man. Hey, we got a few more questions. I understand your time is very precious. We got a few more questions. These are from the listeners, from the, like, we tweeted out, hey, if you got a quick couple questions, we'll ask, you know. First one is from me. You know what? It's my show. My name's on the day. This is mine. I have to ask. When you coming to, back to radio? Yeah, man. I used to listen to you on Sundays on Bliss, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm hoping that you know, sometime in the new year, you know, I would love to start. We're kind of trying to unravel it now. It's a lot to maintain, but I want to get back into syndicated radio. You know, I think that'd be great for my brand. I think it'd be great for radio.
If you ever want to start a podcast, I know a guy who could help you, man. I know a guy from Detroit. Just throwing my hat in the ring. That's all I'm saying, man.
Because
sometimes radio, I love podcasting because it's appointment radio. You listen when you need to.
I definitely want to do, I definitely plan on doing a podcast in the new year too, so that's something we could talk about. You know, off the record. But yeah, that definitely.
You got help. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so doing that, as well as, you know, being in a more, you know, controlled environment where it's, you know, I can touch a lot more people and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because one thing in that radio, you know, during the Raheem Duran radio show, I learned the little thing, some stuff. For starters, you're a funny dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're given the opportunity, like, when you're not just singing, you're very down to earth. And your interviews is cool because it's like you can cut through the bullshit a little bit because you, like, you're them. You're just on the other side. You're just on the other side. Like, some of the best ones, like the John Legend. Yeah. And the one where you kind of cut into Kelly Rowland a little bit. And NDIRE, you know?
I feel like it was a little, you know, it was a little energy there with Kelly. I know, it was maybe just artist stuff, man.
Yeah,
you know,
but...
She's a very beautiful person. And I
got sight. Yeah, I don't know that.
I'm cool with her, dude, man. So it wasn't crazy like that.
I get that.
She let me say this. She gave me a couple of compliments that I can appreciate, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, now we can all use our imagination at that point.
As far as the swag.
You know? Okay, and yeah, I was going to bring that up. That's actually one of the questions. It's like you read my paper in front of me.
Yeah.
For starters, like, I saw you in March. They said your fashion game, I don't even know, this is not really a question. It just said your fashion game's on point.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because I saw you in March, you had the king chair, mm-hmm. you broke out the crown. I know we like minutes away from your show here at the Garden Theater. Mm-hmm. You gonna see a little bit of that, maybe some extras.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's gonna be what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah.
Okay. One person says your radio show turned me on to Kimbra. Any collaborations in the future?
I would love to collaborate with her. I think she's dope. I like the stuff she just did with Bilal
mm-hmm.
on his most recent albums. I know she worked with John Legend recently. You know, I would love to do that. You know, some like an alternative album or something like that. Like work with guys like that. So yeah, it's a lot of stuff I still want to do that I haven't had the opportunity to do, man. You know, just spread the wings.
Yeah.
Right now, you know.
Now one person wrote this in, and on the podcast we some football heads, and we right in the middle of. He just says, I just want you to clear something up for me. You was born in New Jersey. Are you a Jets fan? He said, you the king of Baltimore. Are you a Ravens fan? And you did that killer Sean Taylor tribute. Are you a Redskins fan? Just set the record straight. What team do you rep, man?
That's hilarious. I'm a home team every day, all day. That would make me a Redskins fan.
Okay. You like the only one.
I do get a lot of love for Baltimore and you know everything else that he pinpointed, but... I'm, you know, even in the struggle is real, but I'm a Team Redskin, Team Wizards all day.
Yeah, you know, as a Lions fan, I can identify. I mean, you got to stick with them when they down. You got to stick with them. Have y'all had enough?
Yeah, we had enough. Comedian over
I'm
here.
I'm just saying, man, y'all got Kirk Cousins, man. we know better, but y'all still got Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Lastly, this is more of a hypothetical. Mm-hmm. It says, normally guys in the industry like to team up. Have you ever seen yourself being a part of a super group a la TGT, LSG, mm-hmm. Lucy Pearl? If so...
There's been some talks about it for years. Definitely one of the two main members would be myself and Dwelle.
Okay.
It's going to happen at some point. You know, inshallah, like it'll happen... You know, myself, Dwelle, some other names been thrown in the hat. Me, Dwelle, you know, Anthony Hamilton. I can see myself doing a group with Eric Roberson.
Okay.
A lot of, you know, some other hats. In
like
there,
I said, it's a hypothetical.
Bobby Valentino.
Oh, that's what's
you
up.
Know, it's a lot of different cats have been bouncing ideas around with. So at some point, I think it'll just come to fruition. Right now, it's all about the crossroads, though. Mm-hmm. Which is a soul hip hop project that I'm working on myself, W. Ellington Felton, Wes Felton from DC. And it's something that I don't think we'll even have, like, you know, it'll be one of those things that comes out and people will realize probably is just, you know, that it's me, but we're not using, like, my brand to sell it. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Like, as far as, like, the music is, will sell itself.
It, mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fusion of soul music and hip hop, poetry, you know, and, with a high level of consciousness, so imagine like a male version of like Floetry meets Last Poets meets Dead Poets.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, so that's I would that's love to like see what that. It changes, the analogies change daily, but right now it's like Floetry meets Dead Poets meets Last Poets.
All three of them dope. All three of them sweet. And so I would really like to see that. And last and certainly not least, this from us. No more fan questions, you know. But any advice you want to give to a lot of people who are up and coming, a lot of people listen to us. Sir, you have been at this for quite some time. Any advice you give to people who are trying to just do what you do?
Man, just stay humble. Be a go-getter. You know, the dream is real. You just got to make it manifest. You know, and probably it,
yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Well, thank you for giving me just a little bit of your time.
It's beautiful, like when you heard your firstborn cry. Like fireworks in the sky on the 4th of July. A term of endearment, Cupid, hearts and exos. Memories like prom night and talking all night. Late night on the telephone and phone boning. It's fighting for something, never giving up. Cooking breakfast for your lady, putting Starbucks in her cup. It's finding that better half, someone to cry and laugh with. Money can't buy this feeling. Oh no, you know that it's true. Your love is true, yeah. There'll be nothing you can do about it. Nothing, no, no. No way to live without it. When you find love, it's some kind of wonderful feeling. Yeah, knowing someone loves you. It's dropping to a knee and popping the question. My date on Sunday morning to the church to count blessings. It's jealousy and breaking up, yeah. Making love and making up, yeah. It's beautiful like a rainbow in the sky. When it feels so good, it's easy to lose track of time. It's grinding when you're hustling. Got your back when you got nothing. It's the same one that you even when you're turning in the sun. You got love, you know that it's true. You know it's true.
Yeah.
you have it. That was Terms of Endearment. And you can hear that from Raheem Devine's latest work, Love, Sex, and Passion. You can get it via Amazon. I highly suggest you use the Sam Show Nation link. Go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link, and get Love, Sex, and Passion by Raheem Devine. Now, I mean, the tour, all right, we talked about the album a little bit in the interview. Well, y'all heard it. We talked about a little bit of things. Dude, you got to get this album. It's a great album. I learned a lot just by hanging around Raheem. I mean, that was a couple minutes. That was like 15 minutes of where me and Raheem Devine got a chance to talk. I mean, he got so many things going on. So, he hinted to some stuff in the future. Maybe a Raheem Devine podcast. Second week in a row where there may be helping out with that Raheem Devine, you know, getting network started, you know what I'm saying? They are more than welcome. Raheem Devine is more than welcome to join SamShowNation.com. And we heard it last week. Melissa Etheridge, you know, it was a rumor mills, you know, it was a couple murmurs. But along with that, I mean, we learned a lot. We also learned that for some reason,
what?
He's a Washington Redskins fan. I don't know why.
Where he from? Germany?
I mean, like we asked the question. He could have been a Jets fan. He could have lied. He kept it 100. Mm-hmm. He kept it 100. He could have lied and said he was a Jets fan. Could have lied and said he was a Ravens fan. But he's sticking with the Redskins.
He went all the way across the country for that.
For some reason.
Both things.
Well, they're all East Coast teams. Like
the Redskins is not.
Where's the Redskins?
Washington.
Washington, D.C.
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 Oh! My bad. I'm thinking Washington State.
That's Seattle. They have a team.
I know. I thought they may have too. I don't know.
And this is what, you know, I'm finna, we're going to talk about this concert. We're going to talk about the Love and Soul experience. But I just want to make a point. I'm sorry, audience. This is exactly why you do not help me pick any of the fantasy football teams.
But I'm number two in my league.
It's four of y'all.
No, I mean, it's 10 of us. I'm number two.
I am battling with some heavy hitters.
Y'all are whack.
My boys.
Y'all tell me y'all league and shut it down.
My guys from the Real Sports Podcast. Realsports.com. Yeah. R-E-E-L Sports.com. Reel it in. Realsports.com.
I'm going to join y'all league next year.
You ain't ready for us.
Oh, I'm ready for y'all.
You will get murked.
I'm practicing. I'm number two in my league right now. I'm number two in one, and I'm number three in the other one.
But let's talk about something we can all agree on. And that is the Love and Soul experience. Once again, this young lady took the Bruno Mars. Well, I want to say it was just a voice thing. You did a full body.
You know.
However long. Okay. All right. Here's my experience. Let's talk about.
I was looking for a runaway.
Let's talk about my experience of the Love and Soul experience. Okay. I was able, the first part of this podcast, I was able to leave the house, drive to Raheem Devine, mm-hmm. record the interview with Raheem Devine, mm-hmm. chill with him and Miss Leela James, our pal, our buddy, who's been on the podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
Leave that location.
Mm-hmm. Thought about a problem here.
Come back here. Excuse me. Come back here. Take our son to a babysitter. Come back for a third time to see the transformation of the runaway slave to about 50% done.
Did you like the finished product?
I gotta be honest, man. If I had to pick between finished product and being on time, but technically, we were on time. In fact, let me rephrase that. I was early.
Because you were already there.
I was already there. I shook some hands, talk to our buddy Ms. Lila James, who gave me the line. I'm taking it as a compliment. How she said, "I know I'm in Detroit when I hear you." I considered that as a welcoming form. You embraced.
Oh, it's been a little shade too.
No, see, you took the negative side of that.
I didn't. I just said it could have been.
No, it was like, "I know I'm in Detroit when I see you or I hear you." You in the car.
What the heck was that?
Said, "That means you're loud." Yeah, you throwing the shade, talking about something, "I'm loud." That's how she, look, maybe that's how I embrace my pals. Alright, but either way, the Love and Soul experience. I mean, now, man, it was a great concert.
Good show. I really enjoyed I like show going to shows where they actually perform with an actual band.
And
there's no tracks.
Let's go point by point. Now, we got the backstage experience as well as the front stage experience. Mm-hmm. Because of, well, this show. And while Lila James was out there, we went out there for Lila James. Mm-hmm. We sipped some alcoholic beverages. I mean, who didn't see that coming? It's me.
Well, you sipped alcoholic beverages. I had a water.
You had a water.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. I had some because
there's not a crime in having a water.
No, it's not a crime in having a water, but you're keeping your voice and your body pure for Raheem. That's how I took it.
What?
I didn't know it. Like, it was just like, you have become healthy McHealth nut because you didn't want to backslide into whatever sickness had you because you was going to see Raheem Devine that night.
I like Raheem.
So the NASCAR pit crew that did your makeup,
me,
your dressing and everything else, like, it was a lot of work.
I just threw on something I already had. I just grabbed some jeans and a shirt.
You went to Home Depot, got some spackle. Like, the amount of time it took.
I did a light coat on my face. A light dusting.
Dusting.
Mm-hmm.
Dusting.
Yes, a light dusting. A little powder, a little lip, some mascara. I didn't even put no lashes on. That was it. I was done.
And that took 4 hours.
It didn't take 4 hours. It took like 30 minutes.
What was you doing for the other 3 hours and 30 minutes? If I could leave the house and record and talk about football.
Big ass looking at me like crazy.
Either way, got a chance to see the Love and Soul experience. Like, I never get tired seeing Lila James. I saw her last time when she was here, when she was a guest on the podcast. I saw her many times before that. And you never get the same show twice. This woman essentially whips the crowd into shape. Because if you ain't there to get down, you. That's it.
She had choir practice.
Yeah, it was.
All that, all up in one. It was a lot, but it was good.
Now, then it comes now our headliner.
I like people that you pay to see somebody.
Yeah.
And they get a all. I like that.
Then it comes down to our headliner. Our buddy, our pal, our friend, new friend of the show. Friend of the show, Radio Raheem. Raheem Devine. He can come back anytime he want.
It took me.
That's where we lost you.
I looked at his Instagram and I'm like, what the heck is that hanging on the chair? What is it on the chair? And I looked at the Instagram and said, oh, those are panties. The panties.
You just now figuring that out.
I couldn't tell from where I was standing. I couldn't tell.
I saw it in the Instagram. I saw it.
You saw it up close and personal.
I sat in the chair.
Hey, don't say that.
He can't take it back. Like, during production, while I was waiting, I sat in the chair a little bit. I mean, I allegedly sat in the chair.
He didn't even take a selfie in the chair, though. Like,
that's called proof. I ain't doing that shit.
You ain't got to tell nobody you took a picture in it.
I'm just saying, man.
But anywho, I had to look on his Instagram. I'm like, what the heck is this on this chair? Because it looked like some scarves at first.
Now panties, so. Those were not there, but when I got there, it was his chair. It was his throne. Now, I'm looking at you.
I didn't throw no panties.
You thought now, about it?
I did, because, wait a minute. I'm the type of person that had to go just buy a pair of cheap rainbow panties and throw them up there, because you ain't getting my Victoria's Secrets. That's not happening.
You know what bothers me about that statement you just made? I don't think you're the only one who thinks like that.
You ain't getting my Victoria's
Secrets. I really think there's, like, more people who prioritize panty throwing.
Mm-hmm.
And that.
But panty throwing is like an old school thing. They actually throw their panties. Like nowadays, I'm not throwing my panties.
That's not an old school thing. That plus, just happened.
I don't wear like little petite panties. I got a.
The ones he's had on the throne was no
got,
petite.
I don't got a badunkadunk, but I got a little thick.
No, back, that, little thick no, back those back. Was draw. Well, those was panties for the
panties
person.
Are what little girls wear.
No, those were panties. The ones on the chair when we went backstage to say, hey, you put on a good show, and we took the pictures and saying all this other good stuff. Those were panties for the woman who needs to wear drawers. Those were the mid-class of panties. Not small, not super big. They were the Ford Taurus of panties.
So we just went to Victoria.
A nice mid-car.
I bought panties.
Nice middle of the road
of
panties.
Are my panties middle of the road panties?
No.
Don't go.
Yours
further.
Is like.
Don't go any further.
Fine.
I thought they would be middle row panties.
They
because
are
my
not.
Panties are not. I could buy panties at Victoria's Secret.
Well, that's why they're a multi-million-dollar corporation because they can have sizes for.
But they only go up to a certain size, so a person bigger than me can't get no panties at Victoria's Secret.
First of all, a person bigger than you is no longer a secret. We all know.
Why are you being shady towards me?
Not towards you, because you can buy panties at Victoria's Secret. Anyone who's bigger than you is no longer a secret.
Well, I know
we
somebody.
We all know.
That's like 400 pounds so they get their panties out of Victoria's Secret.
That person is lying to you.
I said, what are you going to dressing rooms to get the plastic bag, garbage bag out the
that
bathroom?
That person is lying to you.
And wrap that around your butt because that's not going to fit. But anywho.
Another thing, after like they put on a good show, and I purposely not talked about this until right now, but V. Bozeman. A lot of people know her from Empire.
What is love?
Yep, that. She's the ball-headed girl that Boo Boo Kitty tried to talk to. Alright. Now, I will say this. Now, I know it sounds like we're talking from Mount Olympus and we're these big people and blah, blah, blah. But that fanboy in me came out. I held it in with Raheem Devine.
You held it in a what? A thimble?
I held it in.
Sam held his fanboy in a thimble.
I held it in.
You can't never talk about me no more.
With Leela, I held it in mainly because I let it spill when I talked to her. So now when we see each other, it's just kind of like, you're that guy. Like, yeah, I know. And we're like, and we just talk. But with B. Bozeman, yeah, it didn't. Yeah, it just, it came out.
Ooh, Empire.
Yeah, I really did. I did ask for Empire spoilers. So I'm like, hey, man, you know, give me a low. I ain't going to put this on a podcast, but give me a low. You know, let me know what's going to happen, you know, with you.
She politely smiled and...
She politely smiled and says, like, nah, I can't be doing that because non-disclosure agreements. You know, I don't have B. Bozeman fucked up. Like, if she keep hanging around me.
Take away her coin.
I don't want to do that, but I'm just kind of like... I ask questions that nobody... should ask at all, yeah, mainly because it's a fictional show. One of the questions I asked, I said, hey, you know, who's a better producer, Cookie, Lucius, or Boo Boo Kitty? No, actually, I called her Anika. I called her by her government name.
No, you called her Boo Boo Kitty.
I called her Boo Boo. I said, Boo Boo Kitty don't know how to treat you. But I was like, who's the better producer? And the look I was given was like, oh, as a fanboy, alright, great, great, great. And I asked, like, real tough questions about Empire. Like, does Lucius have a podcast department? Look, it's popping up everywhere.
You better do something, because them ratings is dipping.
Like, Podcast One is, like, with iHeartRadio. Hey, does Lucius have a podcast department, you know? You know, I can sit down. I can.
Game time, bitch.
Yeah, I would start it in every podcast with game time, bitches. Every podcast, you know, for Empire.
I hate when Terrence Howard say that.
I would do double duty. You know, I was just talking with Sam in the real world. But if they want to put a brother on camera, game time, bitches. Now, I look directly in the camera. You know that thing they say you're not supposed to do? You're not supposed to do?
The camera's not there. Act natural.
That is me being natural.
Sam be following the camera around.
Yeah. Fourth wall, man. Break the fourth wall. That's how I get down, man.
You ever seen the episode of My Wife and Kids, where he's supposed to be a hand model. And he kept putting his hands, and he kept putting his face in the camera. He's supposed to be a hand model. That's going to be, that will be you. If don't yeah. know what I'm talking about, look up the episode. I forgot the episode name and all this. Look it up. My Wife and Kids hand model. You'll see what I'm talking about. That would be Sam.
But in all seriousness, man, we had a good time. And we're getting to that time towards ending the podcast.
Although we come to the end.
Can we talk about the artist who's actually on the podcast this week? Well, hey, boys and men, if you listening. Hey, yeah, let's face it. Y'all ain't doing shit else. Come on, get on the podcast.
Like we're bulletproof.
But.
Bang, bang.
Here it is, man. Raheem Divine. Dude, the big push. He's coming to a city near you. Go to RaheemDivine.com.
He's been here twice this year, haven't he?
Yes, he has. He's come to a city near you. It's the Love and Soul Experience. You can catch him, Lila James, V. Bozeman, in a city near you. He did. He came to the D. He came to Detroit. He rocked it. That was the shit. I can't wait for him to come next time. I best believe I won't be there. Mainly, probably after our incident, is going to have a little legal pad. You stay 500 feet at all times.
Yeah, they're gonna have a little.
Yeah, you may
what?
You may be there, and they welcome you with open arms.
Me,
after the B. Bozeman thing, you know, asking for Empire spoilers and shit. Yeah, but either way, the Love and Soul Experience is coming to a city near you. But until it does come to a city near you, go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon link and pick up the Raheem Divine album. You need this in your life. You need it. Hit that Amazon link and pick up Love, Sex, and Passion. Go ahead, get it. Go to RaheemDivine.com and get it. However you get it, get it. You need to hear it. And don't listen for track for track. You need to listen to the whole thing. You heard him talk about it earlier when I talked to him. And actually, I'll close out with a song. Song I like. Song I was kind of, sort of. He kind of pointed us. He was like, when the married couples in the crowd. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give out his show, but he sung this song. It was called Infinity. It's how it should be. And we talked about the charitable stuff, man. Go visit. He's a social. You got to go to RaheemDivine.com. All this stuff is there. I know we already kind of talked about it. But the Love Life Charitable Foundation, Operation No Hands, is going strong. It's stopping domestic violence, which is great.
Primarily against women.
Primarily against women. He made that plain. Primarily against women. If you're a guy and you're getting your ass kicked.
Sorry for you.
Not sorry for you.
About your dude.
It just. That's not. Raheem Divine ain't making a song for you. It just. However, if you are a woman and you have been listening to me for this long, and more likely, ladies have, because it's not me they listen for. They listen for Raheem Divine. Let's be honest with ourselves here. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon link. Get the album Love, Sex, and Passion. Go to RaheemDivine.com. Pick up Love, Sex, and Passion. Go to all his projects right there. And all our stuff is right there at SamShowNation.com. You can talk to us. Or you can hit us up on social media. Would that be Instagram? Just Talk With Sam. Facebook? Just Talk With Sam. Myself personally, SamShow11 on the tweets, on the Twitter. And, well, her voice is messed up.
Hit me up on iHeart Tasha Mack on Instagram, because that's where I be. And at iHeartTashaMack on Instagram. iHeartTashaMack_beauty. That's my second Instagram page. I got two. Hit me up on either one of those. I hit you up back.
And everything else can be found at SamShowNation.com.
We're trying to figure this Snapchat thing out. It's not working out. But we're going to figure it out.
Why would you say that? Because now we're bound to doing.
Well, we're not bound to doing anything. I'm just saying we're trying to figure it out.
It just is. That's how the internet works. He already said
whatever.
It.
So. Alright, we're trying.
Alright, but either way. All of our existing accounts are at Just Talk With Sam. Pretty much everything, but anything Just Talk With Sam related, you can go to SamShowNation.com. I'm going to close out this podcast for our buddy, Raheem Divine, with the song Infinity. And everything else, RaheemDivine.com, man. And here we go, Infinity. by our pal, Raheem okay, Devine.
Don't play that girl. We love you, Raheem! That's how she did in the concert.
Go ahead. You do you understand why I don't turn off your mic early? I just really should. That was I did my quiet storm voice and everything.
Go ahead, turn it off, man.
I did my fucking quiet storm voice.
Come on, say it off.
I did my Dottie Simpson in this motherfucker. No. All right, but anyway, Raheem Devine, Infinity. We'll see y'all next week.
Throw the towel in, I'm out the game. Baby, without a question, the sentiment is still the same. Baby.